This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I hope you got your tickets for Live Day on Thursday, November 21st at Snoqualmie Casino. Oh, man, is that going to be fun. Man, it is a tradition, and it gets recognized all over the country because it is one of the coolest things I've ever done in my radio career. Do an entire live show where everything we do is live.
Super fun. For the music, the sound effects, everything that happens on the show, the guests that we have in, everything is done live at the Snoqualmie Casino. And this year, it's going to be super special because we're taking a little bit of a time machine back to a couple of years ago, and that's the 80s.
Yeah!
Okay, maybe a couple decades ago. Maybe even more than that. But Live Day goes all 80s, BJ. So all the music you hear on our show and the men's room will be 80s style.
You did a really good job with math in that last thing.
Yeah, I said
a couple years ago, a couple decades ago.
Give or take.
You're doing all right.
You do the math.
Yeah. The 80s is a while ago, man.
What was it, like 10 years ago?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there you go. It's going to be awesome because, of course, that's when I was in my 20s. So it brings me back to when
it was a really long time ago. Then.
Oh, it was. It really was. We're talking about like the 1880s, by the way. It's 1880s Live Day.
Check it out, baby.
Yeah, so dress up because we're going to be on TV. That's the other cool thing is Q13 is going to do a couple of cut-ins.
Yep.
So we want everybody looking really cool. Vicky's going to be Mini Cindy Lauper.
Yep.
That's fun. Tickets are on sale because what would Live Day be without a live audience? That's you. You want more info how to get those tickets? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Mix. And it's time to turn down for tacos.
Nothing like a couple of Oreo cookies and coffee to make me feel good about this Tuesday.
That has nothing to do with tacos. I don't know why you're talking about those.
I'm turning down for Oreo tacos. It's kind of a taco. It's got cream in the middle of two. It's a hard shell.
Get out of here with that trash.
Sorry, I'm calling it a taco.
trash. Ouch.
It is a sandwich cookie.
Yes.
Sir.
It says right on there, and a taco is not a sandwich.
A taco is basically another culture sandwich. Think about it. You've got all the stuff between two.
It is a stretch, BJ.
Especially like in Mexico, we have tortas.
What the hell's a torta?
It's like a big sub, but
better. Well, we can say that's a sub, not a sandwich.
Turned down for tortas.
Okay, well,
you can't have an Oreo sub. When I want an Oreo sub, then.
Oh, my goodness. Let's just get to our contestant today. We've got TJ in Seattle. TJ, are you there?
Yep.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
An Oreo taco.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Woo!
No,
a pair of tickets and a pair of meet and greets to see the Black Keys over at the Tacoma Dome on November 23rd.
Yeah.
And you'll have a chance to win a bunch of merch as well from the band. That's going to be pretty cool. Go to KISW.com for all the details if you want to see the Black Keys. Or tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, TJ will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. TJ, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What are the fishermen in The Deadliest Catch fishing for?
Crab.
Yes. Which state is officially known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Yes. Who is He-Man's nemesis?
Skeletor.
Yes. Which president is on the penny?
Abe Lincoln.
Yes. What is Homer Simpson's middle name?
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to pass.
Which city in France is the most populated in Europe?
Paris?
Yes. In The Wizard of Oz, what color road led to the Emerald City?
Yellow.
Yes. What East Coast city is the main setting for the TV series Mad Men?
Philadelphia?
No.
New York?
Yes.
There you go.
Who played the Fonz?
Hey.
Winkler. Henry Winkler.
Yes. Nice. What organic item is a fairy ring made of?
Ooh.
I don't know. Pass.
What is Homer Simpson's middle name? No.
Yeah, solid guess there.
Nice try.
Eight correct.
Now, did you say fairy or fairy?
Fairy. Well, just literally just said the same thing twice.
No, did you say fairy or fairy? That's what, like a fairy is a boat and a fairy is like a little a sprite that flies around in the forest. They're two different sounds.
I was thinking like Tinkerbell.
The Tinkerbell thing's right. Yeah.
Do you think that fairy and fairy, like the boat that goes across?
You literally just said the same thing twice.
Yeah, they sound the same thing.
It sounds exactly the same.
Yeah. They're not exactly the same. There's fairy and fairy, though they do have a different pronunciation. But okay, I got what you're saying.
And this is why I don't do pronunciations on this show, because BJ literally says the same thing twice and then says they're different.
That is, I just told you the exact...
Just because you say that doesn't make it real.
All right, well, listen, it's totally real.
It's real to someone, and it ain't me.
Alrighty.
Still real to me, damn it.
Yeah. I think Steve might agree with me on this one.
I don't think so at all.
Oh.
We'll get into this controversy afterwards.
Okay. Steve might agree with me on
this
one.
Steve?
I'm excited.
Well, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What are the fishermen in The Deadliest Catch fishing for?
Crab.
Yes.
Crab!
Crab legs. Which state is officially known as the Sunshine State?
He'll never get
that.
This.
Would have to be Florida.
Yes.
I dig it.
Who is He-Man's nemesis?
Skeletor.
Yes.
Dr. Smith.
Which president is on the penny?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. What is Homer Simpson's middle name?
Homie?
No.
Homer
Tiberius.
No.
Tiberius, yeah.
Trevor.
No.
Nice.
Which city in France is the most populated in Europe?
Paris.
Yes. In The Wizard of Oz, what color road led to the Emerald City?
Yellow brick road.
Yes. What East Coast city is the main setting for the TV series Mad Men?
Ooh, I'm going to go with New York City.
Yes. Who played the Fonz?
Henry Winkler.
Yes. What organic item is a fairy ring made of?
A what?
What organic item is a fairy ring made of?
Hair?
No.
Good call.
Diamond? No.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, no.
Fried green.
And Steve, you get eight correct, and it's a tie!
Good job, TJ. TJ, you're a winner, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, you hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get your prize. Oh, I really thought Steve was going to get this.
I thought maybe he would just guess this, but apparently not there. I thought
gold?
Maybe he would get one of them. No.
Oh.
No, it's not.
So the fairy ring, is it twigs? Like branches?
No.
Roots?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
But you're along the same line. No, it is mushrooms.
Nice. This,
like a ring of mushrooms?
Yes.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Is that like a drug reference?
No. No, it's actually some mushrooms will grow in a circle, and they call that a fairy ring.
Oh, I was thinking like a ring you wear on your finger, but this is just a ring, a circle that you can sort of get in and do magic, maybe?
That's why they never knew why it would happen, so they explained it that fairies make those, and that's where they live, or something like that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, the controversy was BJ trying to say that there's two pronunciations of fairy. So,
there's the
boat and the Tinkerbell.
You said fairy like the boat just there. It's fairy.
See?
What?
He totally agrees with me. I knew he would. Yeah. Fair. You know, like you go to the Puyallup Fair?
Yeah.
That's fair. It's F-A-I, which is fair, and then fairy. They are two different pronunciations.
It's fairy, which is like the boat you go on to go to Bremerton.
And then,
okay.
Fair.
And then there's fairy.
Yeah.
Like...
You literally just said the same thing twice.
Wow, it's funny your
fairy
brain.
Fairy and fairy.
It is funny that you're...
Fairy and fairy.
No,
fairy.
I'm saying fairy the boat and fairy the fairy.
Wait, say it again.
Fairy.
Okay, now say the other one.
Fairy.
Yeah, you're saying...
You said different.
I did not. You shut
up. Was the first one the boat and the second one Tinkerbell?
Yes.
I knew it.
You know, he's got you there, buddy.
Suck it,
out of here.
He's got you there, buddy.
I would like to say
this was the dumbest conversation
fairy.
Ever.
Say Tinkerbell.
Fairy.
It's totally different. I hear two things.
No.
Vicky doesn't hear it. No. Danny, do you hear it?
No, I don't hear it. Why
isn't it weird?
These kids, man, they have damn things in their ears.
All right, boomer.
It's because of steroids.
It's not. Wow. It's okay, boomer, by the way. Not all right, boomer. It's okay, boomer. And he's not a boomer. He's an Xer.
I know. I just like saying it.
He's not the boomer. He's not the boomer.
I was just waiting for an opportunity to say that at any point this morning.
I feel you.
Yeah. What is Homer Simpson's middle name?
I have no idea.
No, it's not. It's either Laurel. Version, no. It is J. Homer J. Simpson,
oh,
it's actually J-A-Y.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
That's so whenever awesome. They say Homer J. Simpson, they literally just mean either the letter or that, and both pronunciations
should
are
have
the same.
Had that.
Congratulations to TJ on tying Steve this morning.
That's right, man. All you got to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you get the prize. It's really that easy. So
that is so funny. I hear something completely different.
Well, you know what? I think for years people have been saying both those words the same in their own brain, thinking they're pronouncing it the same. They're very close, but actually there is a slight difference. But if you've been saying that the same way the whole time, thinking it's the boat and also the fly around lady.
But I hear him saying it two different ways.
Yeah, it's weird how you hear it and I hear it and he doesn't.
So is my brain telling me I'm hearing it differently? But like when he said it that one time, I was able to pick which one was which.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Steve, because as you know, I've had some lunch from time to time with Dr. John Medina, who is a brain scientist.
Can you play this and tell him, hey, listen to this, and would you agree that Steve has a refined mind?
Well, I'm not sure he would say that.
Laurel.
But he does say that we don't see with our eyes and we don't hear with our ears. He says our brain is doing all that, which you could actually be hearing Rev say what you think he's saying because your brain's telling you that's what it is, but it may not exactly be what Rev is saying. And that's a weird thing to think your brain is telling you something and not your ears.
Mm.
It's really, really weird. It's like I have hearing loss, and he told me that when it comes to certain songs, my brain will play the sounds that I can no longer hear. Because
It
knows what those sounds are. And I'll be like, whoa, I actually can hear that song. And he'll be like, no, you're really not hearing that song. Your brain is just filling in the gaps for you. I'm like, no, really? Yeah, so people who say they're hearing voices, he goes, yeah, a lot of people that are hearing voices, their brain is really having them hear voices, which is like, oh, man, that stinks.
So it says, I hear it too, but I think it's because BJ and Migs are East Coasters. Is it an East Coast, West Coast thing?
It could be a regional accent.
Snoop Dogg to help us out with this.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I don't say Washington, that's for sure, and people here
not
do.
Everybody does, though, here.
Well, some of the old schoolers do.
My wife just texted, I can't believe you guys are still talking about this. I hear the same thing.
Thank you. So your wife's young. That's why.
She's a damn whippersnapper.
It's the millennial
hearing,
thing.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. And she's a Washingtonian, too.
Uh-huh.
So that could be what it is. So is Vicky. Danny's just, I don't know, he's just I don't know what's
first.
Called. Yeah, first. Yeah. All right. Well, we've done that, kids. We've solved that problem. Now it's time for you to weigh in on what you think a big thing needs to be talked about. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve! Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Okay, this is your opportunity. You know what? Maybe you don't get to say much in life. Maybe your voice isn't heard. Well, on this program right now, yes, it'll happen. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. But do remember, Steve has a rule.
And that's a simple rule, BJ. Show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you shall be gone. And we will have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Martin in Darrington. Martin, you are on The Rock.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, yo. Martin, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got?
Yeah, so I caught and stopped a peeping Tom at a bikini barista.
Whoa! That's a headline.
Not all heroes wear capes. Are you wearing a cape right now?
No, I am not.
What happened?
when did this happen? And tell us about it.
Okay, so it happened yesterday morning, actually, around 6:30.
Whoa!
I go to the same gas station every day, stop after work, and there's a bikini barista that is on the side of the gas station, and there's a fence on either side blocking the view from the gas station and the side of the street.
Okay.
So we're standing there, we're hanging out, same group of guys, and this lady gets off the bus, comes across the street, says, "Hey, there's a peeping Tom on the other side of the fence." So I told the gas station attendant if she would call the police, and I walked around the corner. When I walked around the corner, I caught him, and he was on his hands and knees, and he had his face up against the fence with his, his manhood in his hand.
Okay, so that's that. I was going to ask, like, if somebody's just looking at somebody, I mean, you know, yeah, it's creepy, but he was actually, he was deciding he was going to have a full gym workout is what he was doing.
He was distributing free literature, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Yeah, wow, that's...
I typically pass on those pamphlets being handed out.
Yeah, no, thank you, sir. Don't need that junk mail. This was a guy that really, this was a guy that really would be a problem for anybody. And so what did you do when you got hands and knees boy doing what he was doing?
So I confronted him. I told him to stop. So before this, a week previous, I actually confronted the same guy doing the same thing.
What? So it's the same dude.
Yes. Same dude, man. Same dude. The first time, I told him the cops were on the way, but I didn't really know what I could or couldn't do, so I let him go. I gave the police a description of him. They looked for him. They couldn't find him, right? So fast forward to yesterday, I caught the same guy doing the same thing. I told him, I said, "Look, you're not going anywhere." So after a brief exchange of words, he decided to bolt, pants still halfway around his ankles.
Well, of course, you know.
So I'm a pretty big guy. I'm about 6 foot, 255 pounds. So he took off running, and I'm thinking, you know what? I got about 10 seconds to catch this guy, because if he gets his pants around his waist again, I'm not catching him.
I feel that.
So I took off after him. He made it about 10 feet, and I steamrolled the guy into the concrete, detained him. There was a passerby that drove by. Saw what was going on. He stopped. He helped me. We held him there for about 15 minutes before the Marysville police could get there, and the guy got arrested.
Nice.
So
congratulations.
While you're holding him down, were his pants still down?
Yes, they were, but let me tell you. Wait. Let me tell you. I made sure that shotgun was pointed to the ground. Okay.
Good call. I was about to say that it's all about placement. It's all about where you keep your hands and where his area.
So this isn't the craziest part of the story. Okay.
What? That there's more to this. This okay?
Yes, sir. There is. Okay. So I'm not going to say where I work, right? But he got arrested. Come to find out, this guy is a coworker of mine that works on the same shift.
What?
Yes, sir.
So did you recognize him, or you have a big company enough that you can have coworkers and not know who they are?
A very, very big company,
Oh, no. Oh, whoa. Yeah. That is so
wrong.
What
are the odds of that?
Wow. And does he have a pretty important job for your company?
I'm not exactly sure what he does.
He's head of HR.
Head of HR, yeah.
Is he in charge of handling all the tools?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Wow, dude, that's insane. Martin, do me a favor, because you never know how these things turn out. Let us know if you hear any more about how this is resolved.
Oh, quick one, though.
Yeah,
What bikini barista stand were you at?
Oh, here we go. That's important.
I don't know the name of it. It's off 172nd and Smoky Point at the 76th gas station.
I'll like give him a shout out, you know?
That's not too far from my house.
Oh,
yeah, do some research.
No, actually, hey, Vicky, shout out Denise at that 76. She's awesome. If you go there in the morning, she's the coolest gas station attendant you'll ever meet.
Go talk to Denise, Vic.
Hell yeah.
What's up, Denise?
What's up, Denise?
In 76, that's my gas station.
Oh, that's your gas station.
That's where I go.
So the cool thing on top of this, if you guys want to see it, I have the video surveillance of the gas station of me tackling this guy. If you guys want to see it.
Of course I do.
If you can legally post it on KISW.com, I think that would be awesome.
Send us a link, yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, I'll post it on a KISW when we get off here for sure.
How much fun was it just to tackle a human being?
Yeah. Oh, dude, that? I was so amped. I was so amped after it happened. Yeah.
Well, Martin, I appreciate the call. Definitely keep us posted. Here's the thing that irritates me. And this is, you know, we don't get political on our show, but I don't know how anybody who is, if you will, a person that cares and lives in a society, there's obviously something wrong with this guy. Because who, look, Steve, when I get in the mood, you get in the mood. We have ways that are pretty much easy to do. They don't bother anybody when you get in the mood. This guy seems like the only way that he can get in the mood and have a good time is doing this.
Yeah, I only do that at a Shell station, not a 76.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to pay. It's the wrong one that he was
I
at.
Agree. Well, yeah, you got to. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
And both are great places. Yeah. I enjoy getting
so
my guests from both.
I don't know why. We don't immediately go, okay, this guy needs to go to a mental health place and he needs to be, we need to know that he's okay. How many times does he have to be caught doing this to know that he's not in his right mind? Which I don't want to be mad at the guy because I don't think he asked to come into the world wired to be this kind of guy. But we don't do anything about this. Isn't that like priority one in the greatest state for the behavioral sciences? And that's Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that everybody would start talking about this from a political standpoint. Who would disagree to get that guy the help he needs so that when he's free, he doesn't do this anymore because he gets the right help. And then we don't got to hate the guy because it's just a mental thing. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And we just watch for Steve when he goes to a Shell station. Those are the two things we have to do.
Sounds good, BJ. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, no. About the Shell station or about the other thing?
Oh, no. About both.
About both.
Yeah.
Just keep you away from the Shell station. Let's go to Ken in Tacoma. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Ken, you are on the rock.
Hey, morning, folks.
Morning, Ken. Welcome to the show. What you got?
So, to piggyback on the discussion over the last several days about the Rage Against the Machine concert, I was there in 1997 in Autzen Stadium when they opened for U2.
Oh, Steve, you talked about that tour.
Someone texted in about that one, yeah.
Yeah, that was me, and so...
Oh, nice.
First off, I knew it was.
Steve, you gotta go.
I will.
Irregardless, you got your lady's blessing. She sounds awesome. But that makes me want to ask, what is the oddest musical pairing that you guys have seen at a concert? Because for me, that was two totally different genres. I mean, both were amazing and epic. But
yeah, U2 and Rage, because I know, I think I saw it was like Wu-Tang or something. I can't remember which rap group just said that they want to get back together and do the tour with Rage.
Yeah, it was Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
That would be killer.
How does that happen? Do you think it's, do you think that somebody like in U2 was a fan of Rage and therefore wanted to help him out?
Because I think either that or, you know, both are very politically active. And so
okay, I can see that.
Showing reciprocity that way, maybe. That's the only way that I could think of it.
I can only think of the worst pairing. And that just recently happened. And I know Danny V complained about
it. The Blink-182 one?
Yeah, exactly.
With Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was probably the weirdest one that I went to.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Ken.
I'm trying to think of like which ones have been weird. I mean, I always enjoy kind of a unique... It wasn't super weird, but it was just like kind of random. It was like when I saw Faith No More and Limp Bizkit opened. And Limp Bizkit was a brand new band, so they weren't like on top of the world. But they were like just super abrasive. And Faith No More is not like, you know, easy listening. But it was just like, whoa, this is an insane band to have open for you guys.
Another weird one for me was Katy Perry on Warped Tour. Back in the day.
Yeah.
She did do a few dates on the Warped Tour, and it was like, yeah, wow, that's... But she has the edgy kind of like, you know...
That was during the I Kissed a Girl time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like a little... I mean, it made sense, and she was well-received, actually, but it was just one of those things I was like, oh, didn't expect to see Katy Perry.
She hadn't gotten like super-duper pop.
Right.
It was like poppy, but still kind of almost had like an alt vibe to it.
Almost like a Gwen Stefani type of thing, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, Warped Tour, I saw Black Eyed Peas before Fergie. Yeah. And then on the second stage, I think they... Or whatever, they had a billion stages at Warped Tour. And then Eminem, he was on Warped Tour when I went and saw him.
Yeah. I always wonder about those eclectic pairings. But at a big tour, I feel like... Man, you have more of a chance to see that kind of thing when you have multiple stages.
Since I saw Jerry Cantrell open for Nickelback, don't laugh. I went for Jerry, but stayed for Nickelback. They put on a great show. I was at that show, and you're absolutely right. That was an awesome, and I went for the same reason. I wanted to see Jerry Cantrell. I think it was during his Boggy Depot solo record.
So how does that happen? Nickelback a fan of Alice and wants to do a solo for Jerry, probably?
I would imagine so. I think they're all friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, who wouldn't take Jerry Cantrell on tour at the time? I mean, granted, he wasn't blowing up the world on, mainstream America, but he was still super popular. So, it's a great support act to have opening up for your band.
Yeah, I think it legitimizes you, I think, in a way.
Oh, this is a good one. Cool and the Gang and Van Halen. Amazing combo.
Yeah.
Whoa. I remember they did that.
What the heck? Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. And that worked.
I remember what I said about it. This is stupid.
Yeah.
But I should have went and saw that show.
Yeah, I suppose it would have been a spectacle. I know Van Halen got poppy for a while in the 80s, where they were, with Jump and all that. But I still, that's a weird pairing. That's a very weird pairing.
Primus and Mastodon. That was at the Merrimore Park just a few months ago.
So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Ken and Ken. Ken, you are on The Rock.
Hey, thank you. I was calling to let you know that I've got a pairing musically for a concert that cannot be topped, I'm quite sure.
All right, what you got? What weird pairing did you see?
Well, 1967. I'm kind of an old guy here, but... go to millions of concerts. 1967, Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees.
Yeah, wow.
I remember that. I wasn't there, but I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, yep. That is. I mean, talk about two different worlds.
Totally. The Monkees were huge. What was funny was Hendrix was friends with some of the Monkees' brass, apparently, and that got him in the door and everything, and... he actually liked the guys and kind of dug their music, according to what they said back then. But, I was living in Chicago at the time, and they played at a place called Drury Lane.
Wow.
And, that's just... 67, it didn't last long much the whole year. They did some shows and everything, but there started to be some problems with the fans getting too freaked out. So
I would imagine on both sides of it, Ken, because to anybody that ever really cared about music, you're talking about one of the greatest musicians people have ever thought was with the guitar.
But nobody knew that at that time.
Yeah.
He was just an up-and-coming dude.
Yeah, well,
and
if anybody cared about him.
True, but I mean, I think it was more like... it was all negative because all the fans of the Monkees were like these, teeny bopper girls for the most part.
Yep. Good point.
And they're like, who is this guy? Give us Davy Jones. And apparently, what I read, it lasts like 7 or 8 shows. And at one point, the last show, Jimmy just flipped off the crowd and walked off. He had never issues with the band, the Monkees, but it was just with the fans. Like no one received him well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
because they were considered a joke of a band. It was like nobody ever really thought they were a real band. There were a couple of real musicians in the band, but I think Davy Jones wasn't a musician. They just wanted a cute looking dude and said, "Hopefully, you can sing."
He was a jockey in England.
Yeah,
Yeah, Stephen Stills almost got the gig, but Peter Tork got it, and he was a buddy of his, and he recommended Peter Tork, and that's how he got the job. And Mike Nesmith is a bass player. He's a kind of a country folk dude, and the Monkees, for what they were, the first two albums were all, not them. They just sang. But then they did that Headquarters album, the third one, where they played all the instruments and everything. And you know what? For what it was, those guys were pretty good, actually. I mean, if you like that kind of stuff, and I do. I can listen to Black Sabbath 1 minute and the Carpenters the next. So.
A good song's a good song.
Yeah. I'm with you, dude. There are some Monkees tunes that I really dig. And
how about you got to see Jimi Hendrix live.
How crazy is that?
It's amazing. On a tour that did not last long.
It is so weird when you've got the influence. I mean, the Monkees was a band that was manufactured. They wanted to make a TV show. Everybody looked like the Beatles, pretty much. And they wanted that guy that looked just like Paul or John. And so they got Davy Jones. And what ripple effect that had? Star Trek was on TV. They got this dude, Walter Koenig, because they said, we're going to put a wig on you. And it's the stupid... if you ever see some of the earlier episodes of Star Trek with Mr. Chekhov, dude, you could tell he's got this ridiculous Beatles wig.
Uh-huh.
He looks just like Davy Jones, and that was intentional. NBC said, we want this guy to be a love interest the way the girls love Davy Jones. We wanted to love Chekhov the same way. And it was ridiculous because they're like, okay, sure.
I love that you were able to bring it back to Star Trek. That's amazing.
But that was a big thing. I mean, you know, like if there was a wrestling relate, you'd have it.
I know. I agree. I respect that. I didn't say it's a bad thing. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yes, it's so funny how the monkeys really did have an effect on so many different things.
That made me think about, I remember when I was in college, my buddy Josh and I, we drove to Albany, which is like 3-4 hours from Plattsburgh, I think, if I remember correctly. And we went to go see Kiss on their big reunion tour, yes. Which is funny now that they're making it official that they're calling it a day in 2021, I think. Yeah, due to Gorge, though. Yeah. That's going to be badass.
Yeah.
But so we were so excited because both of us were obsessive Kiss fans and we're finally going to get to see them live on this reunion tour. And I see who the opening band is and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so great. Brand new band, up and coming, just put out a new record, their debut record called The Deftones. And the Deftones were not received well by any of the Kiss fans.
Wow.
At all. They got booed the entire time because you got a bunch of people that are just Kiss fans, for the most part older people, not people in their 20s. And by the end of their set, and they killed it. They were so damn good. I think they fed off that negative energy. Chino just looks at the crowd and just goes, we're the Deftones and we know we're blanking good, and throws the mic down and walks off. And I was like, that is so punk rock. It was so great. But it was a terrible pairing. Deftones and Kiss.
Yeah.
I bought a t-shirt of the Deftones just because I felt so bad for them. I was already a fan of theirs, but I was like, nobody else is probably buying their merch. I need to.
That's amazing that you did that. What a guy.
It's a cool rainbow thing that said Deftones underneath it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You probably looked hipper than you were.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, because, I mean, obviously the Deftones, you know, did well for themselves, but at the time...
We were big into the Deftones with our college television station. We had, like, one of their music videos for the songs from, I think it's called Seven Words, and we were able to play things with bad words. And,
oh,
at least
nice.
Our teacher didn't know, and we got away with it. It was pretty badass.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah. Words. But I remember Full Circle, but one time they did, like, an end session when I worked at the end, and we got to interview them, and I brought up that story, and they remembered... That tour, obviously, remember that tour and remember that specific show. They had like this great smile on their face, like, you were there? I'm like, yeah. And it was awesome.
It's impressive, man. Like, when you have to fight through something like that. And those pairings are rough. You can appreciate Kiss wanting to give a band a shot, but you do got to know, like, yeah, but how are your fans going to react to this?
I don't even think they have opening bands anymore with Kiss. I mean, I know they had, I remember the last time I saw them at the Key, they had Buck Cherry, but the last time at the Tacoma Dome, it was just them. It was an evening with Kiss.
Yeah.
I remember with the band Fish, they do that. Like, you know, I was listening to that podcast, Long May They Run, and they talk about how they don't have an opening act anymore, and the reason being is they feel that it's... They want to dictate the vibe of the night with their fans and not let the opening band do it. Because if the opening band has a bad set, it could change the vibe of the show because now people are in a weird spot mentally or, you know, it's a different type of, obviously with Fish, it's more jam band oriented. So bands could hit clunkers if they have another jam band opening.
It's the same thing with stand-up comedy. Boy, did I get yelled at by comics a lot.
Do you remember who? Was there any names?
Oh, well, I'm going to be cool. Because, I mean, you know what? I don't want that. These comics that I work with are really good dudes, and they were right. I was new, and I would go out there and ruin the night. I'd put the crowd in a bad mood, or I would do material that just was nowhere near what this guy was going to do. And so they would be like, dude, you're killing me. You know, you go, ladies and gentlemen, here he is. And, you know, he is just looking at me, cursing me out as I'm shaking his hand, going, thanks for ruining the whole night for me. As people are thinking, he's probably saying, hey, buddy, good to see you. Because I set the wrong tone. And so I learned, and as my comedy career as an MC, it was like, I got to know who's performing and what I need to do so that I don't ruin the crowd for him. Because there are different, you know, just different mindsets, different kind of comics, different vibes. So it makes sense.
Someone just texted and said, wait, Kiss is coming to the Gorge? Yep, they just revealed like their final 75 shows.
Oh, 75.
September 19th, 2020.
Are they going to live through all these shows?
I mean, that's the hope.
I mean, seriously, it's a lot of shows.
Yeah, September 19th next year, they're going to be doing the Gorge, which would be, I can't wait.
Have they ever done the Gorge before?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They have?
They did, I think, like it was forever ago, but it was like maybe 17, 16 years ago they did the Gorge.
Well, hopefully your wife will let you go to that.
Well, she'll probably come with me.
Oh.
Baby's first Kiss show.
Yeah.
You're not taking your baby
Sweet.
To Kiss.
You Why not? September 19th?
Yeah.
No, kid's like almost one. It's time for concerts, kid.
True.
Oh, you're going to be that couple?
What couple?
Are you going to bring the little infant that doesn't know what the hell's going on? You're going to really bring him to a show?
I have a kiss onesie. Thanks, yeah. Joe Dredd.
Okay.
And a kiss pacifier where all you right. put it in the baby's mouth and it has Gene Simmons' tongue.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he gave me one of those.
That's amazing.
I'm surprised you're not using it because it's a cool look. Or give it to, I forget, who's that dude in the Hawks that has...
DK.
Give it to TK. Give it to Metcalf.
Binky.
Yeah, let him have that as his new binky.
And their big final show is happening in New York in 2021, in
okay.
July 17th.
All right.
That's pretty crazy.
Are you going to go to that one?
No.
I don't know. It's the last show ever. I feel like that's going to be a special show.
I'm sure it will be.
And it's in New York. You could go visit the family.
No.
You got a built-in no. sitter. You bring there, bring little the little Migs
or
right
it's
over
baby
there.
Second kiss concert.
Oh, okay, fine. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421 Rock. Text us at 77999.
So it says Van Halen and Cool and the Gang. I saw that show. Cool and the Gang blew them away. Much better showmanship and sound quality. It was just sad watching David Lee Roth try over and over to do the splits.
Oh, yes. Did they know who went first?
I'd imagine Cool and the Gang went first.
Oh, that's tough. It's tough to follow an act that just blew everybody away and you don't do it.
Yep.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing that they both were, like, well-received, though.
Woo!
Unless that, you know, people who are fans of pop were just, like, digging both of them. Because, I mean, I'm trying to think. When I was a wedding DJ, it was around the time where Jump and Celebrate were being played a lot. So it mm-hmm. makes sense to me. It's like, those were two big wedding songs. So I guess if people are digging them at weddings, why not go see both bands?
Yeah,
makes sense. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So he says, bring your kid to Kiss for sure. My son saw his first show at the fair when he was 8 months old. Loved it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just. Yeah, no. Yeah. Look at Vicky. You know, you. Look, I guess if it's just at a fair and you can go sit on the grass somewhere or something like that, but.
You can sit on the grass at the gorge.
Yeah, you're right. You can. So you're not going to bother me if I got a seat. Okay.
And I could probably still get like some cool head, like those earplugs, like the giant monster truck head pieces, like that you put on to cover your ears with like a Kiss logo.
Well, I hope you get that. You're not going to let the kid be like all eared out for that thing.
No, but I want to get Kiss ones.
Okay, listen, I'm not going to tell you what not to get. Just protect your kid's ears. That's all I'm asking.
Duh.
Yeah. Oh, duh. Like you know, there are people that don't think of that. Seriously, and you see the little kid out there with no head, and you're like, what are you people doing?
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you don't do that.
And, you know, it's amazing how you have to sometimes educate some young parents. Like, do you realize this isn't a good thing?
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of really a good thing.
So it says, shut up, BJ. I brought my daughter to her first concert at Bumbershoot. Everclear. She was on my shoulders on the edge at that one.
How old was she? Did she have headphones?
I don't know. They didn't say. I'm sure okay. they did.
Everclear? First concert Everclear? That was what? We're talking 10, 15 years ago? Maybe even longer?
I have no idea when they did Bumbershoot, but it could have been about that time. Yeah.
And dude, I'm going to tell you this right now. People did not really think about the headphone ear thing 20 years ago. I wouldn't be surprised if that kid, you know, luckily.
You think it's deaf now?
Well, maybe. Look, I'll tell you this. I'm sensitive because I've had tinnitus my entire life, the ringing mm-hmm. of the ears. I wonder if somebody did that with me, took me to a stupid something that it was really loud and nobody knew back in the 60s that maybe you shouldn't take a little kid with ears like that.
Maybe and, they took you to a Kiss concert and you just don't know it.
That would have been interesting in the 60s because, you know, they weren't playing yet, but that would have been amazing. Maybe they did. Maybe it was before anybody knew they were Kiss. All right, here's a question that needs to be answered. You ready? We have to work this out. What do Ryan Castle and a haunted house have in common? Well, you're going to find out at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a haunted house have in common?
I'll make you do your surprised face.
Ooh.
Right?
Oh, boy.
It's like an O face, but more of a shocker.
I don't know if I want to use the word shocker and talk about
exactly
you in the same sentence.
Why I did that.
Yeah, I don't like it.
The text says, both make you scream like a little girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Both make Steve scream like a little girl.
Oh, okay.
They both make Mig scream. I'm screaming a lot.
What exactly does Mig screaming like a little girl sound like, I wonder?
Oh,
you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, Ryan's here. Yeah. You ready?
All right. Hey.
Wow.
Wow,
that was
amazing.
Authentic.
All right, fine. Here.
All
right.
Wow. Okay.
Flag that.
Acting. That's it. That's the one.
I'm Richard Sherman.
That's true. We're going to be saying that next Monday. We are all, we agree with this girl finally. It took us a while.
And I think she was a San Francisco 49ers fan.
You're right.
Oh, how the times have changed.
We got a guy named Charles. He's in Florida. He's 35. He took his 5-year-old daughter to a haunted house. That's cool. But then he left her there. She was alone for at least 2.5 hours before the police finally tracked down Charles. How horrifying is that for that little girl?
I'm no parent yet, but I think that's bad parenting. Though.
Good call, Steve.
Good job.
I want to thank Jim and Kathy for sitting in, watching the show. Ryan Castle, he's up next with your morning 12-pack.
BJ and Meg's play of the day.
Finish this sentence. I can't believe I made money doing blank. Carrie, you are on the rock.
I ran an escort agency down in San Jose.
What?
I was a madam.
Oh, man. So you got a lot of Silicon Valley dudes?
I had thousands of customers. And I was a Eucharistic minister at the Catholic Church down there.
Wow, that is...
Now, this is the Disney movie that we do need.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.